Objective: the present study aimed to examine a structural model explaining psychological well-being and emotion regulation based on resilience and self-efficacy, with the mediating role of mindfulness. Methods and materials: this applied study employed a descriptive, correlational design using structural equation modeling. The statistical population consisted of individuals diagnosed with multiple sclerosis who referred to medical centers in Tehran in 2021. Using purposive convenience sampling and considering model requirements, 170 participants were initially recruited, of whom 152 provided complete and analyzable questionnaires. Data were collected using RYFF's Psychological Well-Being Questionnaire, the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, the Connor Davidson Resilience Scale, the General Self-Efficacy Scale, and the Mindful Attention Awareness Scale. Data analysis was conducted using AMOS software, and model fit was evaluated through multiple goodness of fit indices, including CMINDF, GFI, AGFI, CFI, IFI, TLI, and RMSEA. Findings: Pearson correlation analyses indicated significant positive associations among mindfulness, resilience, self-efficacy, psychological well-being, and emotion regulation. Structural equation modeling revealed that resilience and self-efficacy had significant direct effects on psychological well-being and emotion regulation. Mindfulness also showed significant direct effects on both outcome variables. Moreover, indirect path analyses and Sobel test results confirmed that mindfulness significantly mediated the relationships between resilience and psychological well-being. Resilience and emotion regulation, self-efficacy and psychological well-being, and self-efficacy and emotion regulation. Conclusion: the findings support the central role of mindfulness as a key psychological mechanism through which resilience and self-efficacy contribute to enhanced psychological well-being and adaptive emotion regulation, highlighting the importance of integrative models in mental health research and intervention design.